If you're asking somebody about, say, a party, and you wanted to find out what people were there, what would you ask them?
I'll ask them who was to the party. Were you there? I was such and such a one there.
And if you saw a group of children out, and you knew that they belonged to several different families, and you wanted to ask about which families they belonged to, what would you say?
I'll ask them who the parents are.
And suppose you're talking to, not talking to one of the children, but talking to another adult that's standing on the side.
Another what?
Another adult.
Oh, I'll ask, well, is this your child, or... who is the parents, or something like that.
Suppose you missed a meeting of some sort, and you're trying to find out about the speaker's remarks, and you're talking to somebody that went to the meeting, what would you say?
I'll ask, was you to church, and who brought the message, which is who preach or who teach?
Yeah, is that something different in your church?
What?
To preach or teach?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, somebody, you preach, you get out and you preach. But if you teach, you just take your time and teach, you don't preach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if nobody else will do it for them, you say they've got to look out for...
themselves.
And, well, what kind of bread did people used to bake in loaves?
They call it loaf bread. But now they call it light bread, is the same thing.
And what about, would you call it anything different, whether it's made at home or you get it at the store?
Homemade bread.
And what about the kind you get from the store?
It's store-bought bread. You don't make at home. Mm. The one you make at home is much better.
What other kind of bread's not made from flour?
Cornbread.
And make any different types of cornbread?
Well, you know, you just bake cornbread.
I mean, anything's made with cornmeal that make a cornbread in a round dish?
You make a cornbread in a pan, in a baking pan. And you use eggs and cornmeal and flour and shortening and milk. You could take, some people like this to mix up the meal and make poon bread.
And what's that like?
That's nothing but cornbread. They don't put no salt or no baking powder or anything. Then they put some grease on the top of it. Call it poon bread.
And they cook that in the pan the same way?
Yes, cook it in a pan and bake it in the stove.
What about ever shape it in, maybe shape it into a long thing?
If you put it in a long pan, it's just a long pan, it's a pan of cornbread.
What about make it for individual pieces? Instead of a big one that's got to be cut up, you just have individual pieces.
But you don't, that's when you make that poon bread. Oh. Because you can't bake it in just a cornbread for individual. You can't make this an individual cornbread.